The Mandelbrotian. By comparison, look at the odds of being rich in Europe. Assume that wealth there is scalable, i.e., Mandelbrotian. This is not an accurate description of wealth in Europe. It's simplified to emphasize the logic of scalable distribution. My main point, which I repeat in some form or another throughout this part, is as follows. Everything is made easy conceptually when you consider that there are two and only two possible paradigms, non-scalable, like the Gaussian, and other, such as Mandelbrotian randomness. The rejection of the application of the non-scalable is sufficient, as we'll see later, to eliminate a certain vision of the world. This is like negative empiricism. I know a lot by determining what's wrong. Scalable wealth distribution. People with a net worth higher than 1 million euros, 1 in 62.5. Higher than 2 million euros, 1 in 250. Higher than 4 million, 1 in 1,000. Higher than 8 million, 1 in 4,000. Higher than 16 million, 1 in 16,000. Higher than 32 million, 1 in 64,000. Higher than 320 million euros, 1 in 6,400,000. The speed of the decrease here remains constant, or doesn't decline. When you double the amount of money, you cut the incidence by a factor of 4, no matter the level, whether you're at 8 million euro or 16 million euro. This, in a nutshell, illustrates the difference between mediocristan and extremistan. Recall the earlier comparison between the scalable and the non-scalable. Scalability means there is no headwind to slow you down. Of course, Mandelbrotian extremistan can take many shapes. Consider wealth in an extremely concentrated version of extremistan. There, if you double the wealth, you have the incidence. The result is quantitatively different from the above example, but it obeys the same logic. Just knowing that we're in a power law environment doesn't tell us much. Why? Because we have to measure the coefficients in real life, which is much harder than with a Gaussian framework. Only the Gaussian yields its properties rather rapidly. The method I propose is a general way of viewing the world rather than a precise solution. What to remember? Remember this. The Gaussian bell curve variations face a headwind that makes probabilities drop at a faster and faster rate as you move away from the mean, while scalables, or Mandelbrotian variations, don't have such a restriction. That's pretty much most of what you need to know. Note that variables may not be infinitely scalable. There could be a very, very remote upper limit. But we don't know where it is, so we treat a given situation as if it were infinitely scalable. Technically, you can't sell more of one book than there are denizens of the planet. But that upper limit is large enough to be treated as if it didn't exist. Furthermore, who knows, by repackaging the book, you might be able to sell it to a person twice, or get that person to watch the same movie several times.